This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your pants.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Yeah, thanks for coming back.
Or if this is your first time, welcome.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
That's good to have you over there.
Everywhere, over there. Yeah. On the S, on the couch.
We are currently sitting in our annex of our secret spot, which is a play space. Today is a very special day because Angela has been at the top of her game all day today, because today we brought up the Christmas tree, we put out the Christmas tree, we put the Christmas lights onto the sex swing.
Yeah.
She is a Christmas-aholic, I think is what you call it.
I love Christmas.
You love Christmas.
I love Christmas. And it's like, yeah, it's the tree, it's the lights, it's the magic.
It's the most wonderful time for a beer.
Yeah, it's just the general happiness and cheer and, you know, giving people a little something. That's what I like. And I gave a lot of things at Pendulum on Friday.
Speaking of giving people things, will you tell our listeners at home about the dream you had last night?
Are we going to go there?
Let's start there. I don't think there's a time or place for dreams, except everywhere. I think dreams are very important for our psyche. They tell us about ourselves as people. They tell us what we want, what we yearn for, what we want to become, and what we're most terrified of. So tell us, Angela, about the dream you had last night.
So in my dream last night, I don't remember all the specifics, but I was giving someone a blowjob in my dream.
Shocker.
And so I was dreaming that I was going down on this person, and, you know, it was very realistic.
Do you remember who at all?
No, I really don't.
Just penis.
Yeah.
You were giving penis a blowjob.
Yeah, just penis a blowjob. And I was giving someone a blowjob, and it, like I said, it was very realistic. So it was like, you know, this is what was happening. This is how it felt. Like I was fully immersed, as if it was like for reals. And in my dream, I was kind of running my tongue around the frenulum, like around the head of the penis, where that ridge is. And I was just like, oh, this feels good. And then it changed, like the way that it felt changed in my dream from what you would expect to ridged, but different. And I was like, well, that's a different kind of feel. And I woke up enough to realize that I was actually tonguing my mouth guard, and there's a ridge on my mouth guard, like, you know, where my bottom teeth meet the top, whatever. And so there's this ridge there. And that was the change in the feel in the blowjob that I felt that I was giving in my dream, was like from the expected feel around the frenulum to actually like feeling like the, when I was tonguing on my night guard. So yes, because I grind my teeth, so I wear a night guard when I remember to. And apparently I was giving this blowjob to my night guard. So, you know, lucky it.
Lucky night guard.
I need to name it. I feel like he needs a name.
I think its name should be like, I don't know, Stuart or Steven.
Or Sean. Thong.
Or Sean. Because Stuart. I've heard you talk with your night guard in. You're like, oh my God, Thong, I love you so much. Yeah. Your penis is so big. It really turned me on.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do S's with it in.
You can't do most words with it in. Yeah. Like, penis comes out like thenith.
And what's interesting, though, is that I had a night guard for like 20 years, and I could talk very well with that one in. Because it wasn't, this one, the new one that I've gotten is bulkier, and so I cannot really talk
it's
with it.
It's so funny. And I don't mean to laugh, but I'm going to.
It is funny.
I can't help but laugh.
Yeah. But look, as long as it preserves my teeth so I can, you know, still have teeth to eat, I'm okay with this.
I totally agree. Yes. Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, and apparently it gets a blowjob from time to time, so, you know.
Lucky night guard. And if anybody's really curious, after she woke up, I role played as her night guard. And it was great. And I made sure that her teeth didn't grind together.
Yeah, so that was my dream last night.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so, you know, some lucky penis owner got a blowjob in my sleep last night. I don't know who it was or what was happening.
If that was you, you're welcome. So, yes.
So that was that.
That was how we woke up this morning.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good morning.
I'm not complaining. So, just some little housekeeping here. Before we dive too deep into the podcast, if you'd like to support us in any way, look, the best way to do that is by going to www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast and supporting us at any level. Once you do that, you will be thrust into our Discord chat and you can chat with a lot of beautiful, lovely humans that I'm going to say they're the best Discord community in the world. Mm. I'm just going to put it out there. It's flat. Best Discord ever. Additionally, upcoming is our next pendulum party. We just had a pendulum party. You heard Angela talk about it just a second ago. I mean, she mentioned it. But the next one, all I know, yes, I've seen the schedule, but you all know me. I don't fucking remember. It's February.
You're correct. It is February 9th. It is Friday, February 9th is when that is.
There you go. If you had given me a choices of Fridays in February, I might have come up with
it. It's the only Friday that we don't currently have something on. So now we have something every Friday in February.
Oh my God, people at home, did you know I had shit on Fridays in February? Not paying any attention. I have no idea what's going on. I am not my keeper.
No, the calendar
Yes, the calendar is my keeper. Mm-hmm. And who keeps the calendar?
I do.
Yes, that's true. Sorry, non sequitur, completely out of the blue. That octopus is staring at me. Look, his eyes are looking right at me.
Which octopus? This octopus?
Yeah, that octopus. I've got to take a picture. I don't have my phone.
Is it this octopus?
I'm taking a picture. The dog is like, why do you have that toy on your head?
Is it this octopus?
It is.
Do you want my phone?
No, I'm going to take a picture with my iPad because I'm clearly a boomer. That is great. Yes, that's right. I'm posting a picture of Angela with a fucking giant octopus on her head to our Discord chat. So if you want to join our Discord chat, yeah, that's how you do it. You join us on Patreon.
www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Support us at any level. Link up your Patreon with your Discord account and it happens and you're in and it's great.
Why do I always have to say it if you can say it now?
You don't have to say it. Maybe I'll just, you know, start doing all this myself because that's entertaining.
Yeah, one woman podcast.
Not entertaining.
That picture is fucking stupid. I love it.
Well, of course it is. I have this giant stuffed octopus sitting on my head in front of the microphone with my earmuffs on.
So people are like, but by the by, why do you have an octopus? Because we want one, okay?
Why not?
I love them. Octopi are amazing. They're brilliant. They're very smart creatures.
Also, we were at IKEA and it was an impulse buy.
I will say it wasn't an impulse buy for me. I saw it and I really wanted it. So I was like, yeah, you're mine now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have this giant octopus.
What I want to do is tie it around my crotch and take a picture for Grindr.
I have no doubt you will do that.
Yeah. I actually want a full like photo shoot with me and this octopus as like,
We can do this like a boudoir thing.
Yeah. Like a boudoir, a full boudoir octopus thing.
All right. We can do this.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not why we're here.
Is it not?
Spoiler alert, we may have been drinking and day drinking and day drinking.
Also, can I just say, we had like the most amazing charcuterie today.
Thank you.
It was fucking awesome. So we were supposed to have some folks over to finish a D&D campaign.
Yeah.
And someone got sick, so they didn't come over. Sorry if you're listening to this that you're sick, but also you didn't come over. So then we had all this amazing charcuterie and we had to eat it because it was going to go bad.
We had Wagyu prosciutto or something. I don't know.
Some Wagyu beef, something. Yeah, I forget what. But we had all kinds of good stuff. And so then there ended up being four of us and we feasted on this and it was amazing.
I gorged myself on cheese. I am 30% cheese now.
Yeah. Yeah. But what?
I'm cheeseford.
But what a way to like start the silly season. We put up our Christmas tree. We had some great charcuterie. We listened to some Christmas music. Like, it's been great. Yeah. Had a good day. And we got an octopus from IKEA.
Bow to cheese and his friend. Goldie Grips.
And what is Goldie Grips gripping?
whatever she wants.
I mean, I like it. Because like octopi are strong.
Yeah.
Fuck me, they're strong.
Fuck you, they're strong. Yeah. They have 8 tentacles.
I know.
That will like, and each tentacle has a brain.
Like if y'all don't know much about octopi, do some like YouTube videos and stuff and watch them because they are super smart, super strong and amazing, amazing creatures.
And sadly only live for like a year and a half to 2 years.
And they've been likened to alien life on Earth.
Which they should be. Like she's staring at me. Sorry, Octi. I'm sorry, Goldie. Goddamn.
Is it he, she, they? What are they?
It's a they.
Yeah.
They're my gender non-conforming octopus.
They're just whatever you want them to be.
Yeah, it's an octopus. Yeah. Like hey. They've got 8 tentacle-like penis arms, but they're also a puss. And so, like, I love them. And they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for most octopi. I think they're all beautiful.
Octopi are amazing creatures.
I
really love them.
I was going to buy one, but then I found out that they're all like captured from the sea.
Yeah.
They're not farmed. That's just sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is not the point of this podcast. That is for future podcasts, which are probably not our podcast. Anyway, so what are we doing tonight?
I have not a clue.
I'm
just here for the show.
You're just here for alcohol. Angela's like, I'm just here because you have wine. Okay. So look, we've made it through Thanksgiving. We've survived Black Friday. We have overcome Cyber Monday. It is time to think about that horrible monstrosity that is nearly 4 weeks ahead of us, which is
Christmas.
Boxing Day.
Oh. Because I'll say Christmas is not a monstrosity. Christmas is amazing. It's a time to give and to help people and have lights and pretty music and things and stuff.
And it is probably one of the most stressful time of the year for 1/5 of the people whose love language is not gift giving.
I was going to say, actually, what percentage of the population do you think gift giving is their top love language?
I am going to say, because there's 5 love languages, 20%. No, I think it's somewhere probably between 20 and 25%.
It won't be evenly split.
It's going to be pretty even.
So I find it hard to believe that it's a 20%. So I just did a very quick Google search because I feel like if there's 5 love languages that sure you could say that, oh, they're all equally distributed amongst the population. I'm not sure I believe that. Also, all of these things are with very limited numbers and population subsets, et cetera. So there's all of that. But according to Gary Chapman, who developed the love languages, the 5 love languages, the book and the test and all the things, based upon responses of his website, there were 10,000 people who took an online quiz in December 2010. So okay. This is a long time ago. Here's the breakdown of people's top love languages. Words of affirmation was 23%, quality time 20%, acts of service 20%, physical touch 19%, receiving gifts 18%.
Yeah, but receiving gifts, what about...
Right. Okay. But I also saw another study as well that referenced how people handle expressing them. And they did say that receiving gifts, the highest number of people had problems with like grappling with how to express it.
Well, nobody knows how to say thank you. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like you get something and you're like, oh, I didn't get you anything.
Right.
And like sometimes it's not about that. It's about just going, thank you. I appreciate that gift.
I also think that gift giving is very much expected in our society. Mm. So you feel like you have to get a lot of people gifts that maybe you don't necessarily have to or shouldn't have to? Like, do you have to get everyone you work with gifts? Do you have to get every single member of your family gifts, even if you're not close to them or don't see them, but that once a year? Like, the question is, who do you have to get gifts? But yet we feel like society expects us to get gifts for everyone. So therefore, we put a lot more pressure on ourselves. And then if you don't know the person that well, or like many of us, we have most things that we need and many things that we want. Because we live in a very capitalistic society and we just fucking go out and buy the shit that we want.
True.
So therefore, when you're...
Or Amazon delivers it within 8 to 24 hours.
Yeah. So when you're looking at what do I get someone, it can be really hard to come up with something that expresses how you feel about that person, their interests and desires, and then also that they don't already have or might want.
Enter Bradford and By the By podcast. I'm here to take your holiday shopping stress, at least for your sexy people, and carry it out the window.
Please help me. Please help.
Help me, Bradford One Kenobi. You're my only hope.
You and who grips over here? Goldie Grips?
Goldie Grips.
Yeah, you and Goldie Grips over here.
How you doing, Goldie? She's an oldie but Goldie. Honestly, like, it still turns me on. And she's looking at me. And I gotta be honest, I'm looking at this going, maybe I am into tentacle porn. Because I would totally fuck that. Anyway, not the point. So we're going to start and we're going to fly through these.
Okay. Let's do it.
So the first round is stocking stuffers.
Okay.
So these are things that I was like, okay, they're small. They could go in a stocking. These are things that are for your wife, husband, partner, paramour, metamour, fuck buddy, person you met down the street.
Significant other.
Mm-hmm. Like, your queer family, mm-hmm. your probably not your real family, but like your queer family is probably better than your real family anyway. Let's be honest. It's for people who are close to you and that you love. These, they don't have to be fuck buddies. They don't have to be. They're people who you want to show a little bit of love and tender love and appreciation to. And these are stocking stuffers. We're going to assume $20 US and cheaper.
Okay. And how big are these stockings? It's like size wise. Are we talking like hang over the fireplace or
yes.
Like I can step in stockings?
No, these are definitely hang over the fireplace stockings.
Okay.
So I'm just going to fly through. I've got 10 of these. So I'm going to go through them and we can break them down if you wish.
Okay.
Aromatic massage oils.
Okay. Yep.
A silk blindfold. Mm-hmm. Flavored lubricants. Love coupons that you can make or you can buy, but make them. Don't be cheap. A feather tickler. Not a feather tester, because then that's comes something completely different. Completely. Hey, come over and clean my place.
I mean, unless you're into that.
Unless you're into that and they're into that.
Also, anyway. If anybody's a servant and wants to come clean our place, we will totally.
We are hiring a servant that we won't pay except with Angela or my sexual favors. Anyway, if that's your friend's thing, give them a coupon from Bradford and Angela. Bath bombs. Edible body paint. The sexy dice game that we all have seen. We all probably have one. You can repackage it. It's cool. Lingerie wash bag, which I like. Or Kama Sutra playing cards, which is what you made your costume out of at Escape.
So interestingly, the first seven, so 7 out of 10 of those are all sense related. They're all sensual in some way.
Yes.
Smell, taste, touch.
Removing sight.
Yeah. So they're all like, very much in that genre. So it's, I feel like that's about small intimate connections is what that is.
Yeah, but it's also, it doesn't have to be, right?
Well,
it's
doesn't have to be with you, right?
Right. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. If I'm giving you a silk blindfold, that is like, you know how we're going to use it. But what I like about that is if you give someone who is just a fuck buddy or a new friend a silk blindfold, there's no impetus to use it together.
Oh, no.
Like, you can use it on an airplane, you can use it by yourself, or you can use it with a friend or fuck buddy.
Yeah, I think all of those you can use with other partners.
Yeah.
Either period or as well. But I just think it's interesting that there's so many that are sensual related. Again, coming back to the love languages, you've got touch. And
fair enough.
I feel like there's a lot of people for whom touch, sight, smell, like all those senses really help to heighten the experience. And so what you're doing is you're introducing small pieces that can take any other experience and really elevate it because of these things. Like you've got your aromatic massage oils. So sure, a massage is great, but then once you add that scent and that smell into it, it just elevates it to a different level. And all of those can work to do the same kind of thing.
For me, my favorite from this list is the, and this is going to sound weird coming from Bradford, it's the lingerie wash bag. I feel like there's something, I would never buy that for myself. And I know you, you would never buy that for you. You would go, I'm just going to hand wash this stuff.
We have two.
Well, that's why you would never buy one, isn't it? Because you've already got two. Don't give Angela a lingerie wash bag. Do you use them?
It seems like something
that's super useful.
Well, what I use them for, to be honest, what I use them for is like washing bras and things on delicates. So I'll do those occasionally on a delicate cycle. What I use them for most exclusively, like every single time we do laundry, sports bras.
Look, I don't care if it doesn't have to be sexy, right? And I think that's the other side of this is like this, that gift, which is going to be my star gift from this list, is shows thoughtfulness. It means you aren't, yes, you're, what you wear is important, but what's more important is that you treat what you wear as delicately as a, and with as much value as I want to treat you.
Yeah, and
that's the way I see that. It's a gift of taking care of somebody.
I also see it as this is a gift that I don't directly benefit from. This is something that you're going to use independent of me. It's not something that I expect to get something back from. Now, you do have nice lingerie. You can use it to take care of that, which is spectacular. But at the same time, I don't directly benefit from it. Like if I gave you a massage oil, would there be an expectation that I now get a massage?
And that's the thing. Yeah. Right? Or I'm going to give you a massage. Yeah. And like, there's not a negative to that. Right.
No.
And no. I think that the, again, being stocking stuffers, it's just like, I like that because there's, yeah, that means that you're thinking a lot, not about the person, but about the person's stuff and their long-term stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. So before we get into like gifts, which is a heavy, heavy topic, let's take a break.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Christmas, which is right around the corner. And you know what is a great Christmas gift for anybody? Or Hanukkah, which is even closer. It's around the corner. It's like down the hallway. So like it's coming up. Well, that's a game. And everybody likes games. I love games. And what better game than Curious Humans game? So you can get the Curious Humans base pack, or you can get the Aussie Humans or the Kinky Humans, Morbid Humans. There's so many choices. But if you go to CuriousHumansGame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY, you will get 10% off. And that right there is the important thing. CuriousHumansGame.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. If you're looking for something sexy, to put in somebody's stocking or to stuff somewhere else, the best place to go is adamandeve.com. If you go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code by the by, you'll not only get something amazing for your friend, family, fuck buddy, you'll get something for yourself. That's right. Go to adamandeve.com, use checkout code by the by, you'll get 50% off an item for you or someone else, someone you love, someone you like, or someone you fuck. You'll get free shipping. You'll get 6 videos on demand that you can keep for yourself or put in somebody else's stocking. You'll also get some extra things thrown in your box. What have we gotten? We've gotten cock rings. We've gotten some sex toy cleaner. We've gotten some lube. We've gotten some great things. AdamandEve.com. Use checkout code by the by. That's BYTHEBI for all your holiday needs. So now we go into one of my favorite songs, All the Small Gifts, 20 to 50 US dollars. Look, I know I went US dollars, but it was just easier because US. Anyway, so I'm going to fly through these. We can break them apart.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I stop you along the way if I have a comment?
If you do, yes. If you have a comment,
I know.
You can't stop me along the way. Just be like, I just wanted to see if you'd stop. I know you.
That's not what I said.
This is Christmas Angela, or Crismangela, as I like to call her. Uh-huh. And she's a monster. And she danced, as a side note, she sang today. She wouldn't admit it, but I know she sang. I heard her. It's Christmas. You never sing. You never sing.
Christmas like is a special time of year.
4 days a year, I hear you sing.
Christmas is a special time of year.
Okay. Lingerie. Handcuffs or restraints. Erotic literature. Sensual massage candles. A vibrating cock ring. Silk robe. Bondage tape. Couples vibrator, body chocolate, a voucher to a spa. Okay, so.
Okay, I wasn't sure how long the list was, so I was making.
10 things.
Okay, I was making.
Each one is 10, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was making note of a couple because I wanted to make sure to come back to them and I didn't know how long I'd have to remember things.
That's
for.
Fine. I was trying to keep everything down to 10. I was trying to like narrow it down.
So I have 2 standouts from that.
All right, go ahead.
One is erotic literature.
I like that one. A lot.
I like it a lot. I think it is something that is very underestimated in our society.
We don't talk about it nearly enough.
Agreed. So
it's porn for your brain.
It is. And I think it's really great because like a lot of books and a lot of literature is that you can read these things and you make up your own story, your own world in your head. And it looks different than what somebody else might put onto TV.
Yeah.
And so therefore it's different than if somebody were to produce a porn.
Bodies are different. Like yeah. My head.
Everything is different.
Like, It's amazing to see, like, I want you to be able to fuck my brain matter.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the gray matter. That's yeah. What,
so
there's a bumper sticker for you.
Yeah. So I think that erotic literature is very underestimated. I think it's something that's really great. It's entertaining. It's something that everybody would appreciate. And it can, there's so much out there that you can tap into. Also, if you're keen and you're talented enough, write some for your partner. There's a lot of people that we've heard on our Discord that do have and are interested in doing such. So write some erotic literature. Also, side note, if you want to write some and want me to read it, please send it over and we'll do that as a special side thing.
We've done that in the past. It's great.
And maybe we'll do it again.
My God, it's so much fun.
If we get enough.
Send us stuff. I love
it. We can do little shorts. It doesn't matter. But anyway, so.
If you want to write a sexy play.
So I do like erotic literature. I think it is very underestimated and it's something that I do very much like and it reminds me I need to download some and get some and to take on our cruise our next holiday with us. But the other one that I would say is a standout for me is the bondage tape because it can be used for a lot of things because people think just basic bondage and tie up, you know, don't laugh like that. I know.
No, because I know what you're like. You can use it for so many things. Like if you need to tie down a tent, you can use it to tie down a tent. If you're putting stuff on top of your car, it is unsafe if it's not properly tied down.
Well, no, I think that a lot of people are thinking either like tying someone to like a bed, you know, that type of thing, which is great. But you can also, you know, use it in depending on what you have available. If you don't have rope available, you can use it as a substitute for rope. You can use it if you're doing any kind of electro play. It works really well to hold like the little the one where you
conductor thing,
yeah, the conductor where you put it to your attach it to yourself, and then you become the conductor. Like, there's a lot of things that you can actually do with bondage tape, and a lot of ways that you can be creative with it. That's not just simple, let me tie you to the bedpost kind of thing. And so I think that that's one that can be repurposed in many ways, and just really kind of let your, you know, let your mind go wild and just be like, be creative. And what can I do with this otherwise?
So for me, the thing that I love about all of this is the spa voucher. And it's not because I want to go to a spa, but it goes back to the same thing as the lingerie wash bag. Mm. This is a gift that of all of the above, I don't expect you to use with me.
Also, you're taking care of yourself.
Or you're taking care of your partner. You're giving the gift of them. Well, yeah, for them to take care of themselves.
Yeah, for them to take care of themselves, yeah.
And like, I think that is immensely important to... It's interesting. I think the older I get, maybe it's interesting, maybe it's not. Fuck, I find it interesting. Fuck you if you don't. Anyway, the older I get, the more I am turned on by someone giving me the capability of taking care of myself. Mm. I don't like, because if I would never buy it for myself because I feel selfish. Mm-hmm. I like gifts that are offering me the space to be selfish, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that that's a good gift.
Yeah.
Also, silk robes are awesome.
I was going to say, but it's also important. It is important to take care of yourself. And I know we talk about it from time to time, but it's important to take care of yourself physically, but also mentally and emotionally. And a spa day could be just what somebody needs to kind of relax and unwind and get out of their head, to get out of work, to get out of a lot of pressures. So it can be something that's really good to kind of just do that self-care and to take that time and that time to slow down, because many of us don't slow down. We just go, 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 go. And I think it's important that we do recognize we need to have that time to just stop. Stop and smell the roses, if you will.
Agreed. Yes. And if that's rose oil, that's even better.
It's in your stocking.
It is in my stocking. That's right. Alicia. Before we get onto the big gifts, I have a quick joke that I heard this week that I thought was hilarious. I told it at the pendulum party. I was told it's only mildly misogynistic.
I'm afeard.
So welcome to a mildly misogynistic joke. I don't mean this to be hurtful to anybody. Think of this as an Australian hello. So two tampons are walking down the road towards each other. Who says hello first? Neither. They're both stuck up cunts.
Okay. I had no idea where that was going. And I'm probably laughing way too hard at this. Yeah. Oh, but that's terrible.
It's
good.
Awful. It's awful.
I do kind of like it.
I love it. It's awful. And I don't mean it to be bad, but it brings me so much joy. Anyway, on to big gifts.
Also, we don't mind the C word down here.
Oh, I love cunts.
In the U.S., it's a bad word, but here it's not.
In the U.S., it's a bad word. In Australia, it's a term of endearment.
Oh, well, I really had no idea where you were going with that.
Okay. Big gifts in the $50 to $150 US.
Okay.
High quality lingerie set, quality sex toys, remote controlled vibrator, erotic photography session, a couple's workshop, sophisticated bondage kit, meaning it's a lot of different things in the kit. Mm-hmm. Luxury massage oil set. Mm-hmm. High-end silk bedding. Or one of those really nice couples board games.
Okay. So, first of all, I can tell this is in U.S. dollars because sex toys.
I know, right? Yeah. Look, that's why I keep saying in U.S. dollars.
Because anything with a motor here is over $100. Like, it's just a given. Yeah.
It's very true.
But yes, that's always a good thing. And I do like that because it can be a sex toy that your partner's going to use by themselves. It could be one that they could use with you, with another partner. Like, that leaves it pretty open.
Hitachi ones, I think, are probably one of those things that are so underrated in the vanilla community. It's funny because I remember before we got into all of this, Hitachi ones, I'd seen them, of course, and I knew they were vibrators. I knew they were sexy vibrators, but I didn't know the power that they actually had. But then once you're in this circle, you're like, people are like, oh my God, you don't have a Hitachi? You don't have a wand? Like, once you experience it once, I'm pretty sure it's one of those things. I'm going to say too, regardless of gender, it is an amazing.
That's what thing. I was going to say, is you can use it no matter what your gender is.
I love to like just grab it and hold it between my thighs. It's just a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think it's one that I think is easy for people who aren't in the scene to use as a joke, but it's not really, because it's actually a really powerful thing, and it's great and amazing and I love it.
Yeah.
And I've been through, I don't know how many over the years.
Yeah. It's a magic wand. Yeah. It makes magic happen.
Yeah, it does. It does. The other thing that I noted out of that list is the workshops.
Yes.
So I like that. And that's one that...
That's going to be harder to find.
It's going to be harder to find.
Some are online.
Yes. I was going to say, if you live in a rural area and you want to do an in-person one, you're probably going to have to travel to a more populated area to find something like this. It is going to be more difficult to find an in-person one. There are some online ones. And first quarter next year, we'll have some information about that, because we've seen some online ones. We're kind of checking out to see how good they are and how informational they are. Also, YouTube, though. YouTube's got some good stuff. And so if there's something that you and your partner are interested in, you know, find some reputable YouTube videos with some good reviews and you know, whatnot. But
YouTube also has some terrible things. They have terrible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, look at the reviews. Look at how many, you know, how well rated they are and whatnot. But there are some online workshops. There's in-person ones. You might have to search harder for them. But that's a good way to connect. If this is your primary partner or a secondary, it doesn't matter. If it's a partner that you are interested in connecting with and doing this thing with, it's a great thing to give them, you know, a workshop. And it could be an individual workshop. It could be a couple workshop. It could be something different. You know, there's a lot of things out there. I would caution you that if this is something you're giving someone who's not necessarily, I don't want to say a primary partner, because even a primary, they could go with someone else. But if you don't want them to think that they have to go with you and that you have to be involved in this, then make sure that's known when you give it to them, so they don't have that expectation of, oh, I have to use this thing with you, that they're open to use it with anyone, that it's a very open thing. So just, I would say, you know, either way that you're intending it, just make sure that's clear.
It's interesting, because I would say make sure that when you buy this, if you're buying this for yourself and or somebody, make sure that you've talked about it before, because I don't think you want to, I'm thinking if the gentleman gave us a couple's workshop, being like, wait, what are you saying? Should we work on what?
But I assume,
I got you three sessions of therapy.
I guess I assume that it would be something you've talked about. Like, if you've talked about doing enough. Shibari, then maybe it's a Shibari workshop. If you've talked about a sex toy thing, then maybe it's a sex toy workshop. Like, I would assume that this is something that has come up in conversation. And that's something I just assumed, which we all know what assuming does. But it's something that I assumed that you would have had some conversation about, not just out of the blue. Like, if you came in and said, here's a skydiving workshop class thing, you know, whatever, we're going to go skydiving together, I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? We've never ever talked about skydiving, right? So that would be out of the blue, and that would probably not be very well received. But if we've talked about it, like if we, like some of the flogging workshops and things that are around, that's something that we've talked about, and I would expect that. So if I got that, I'd be like, oh yeah, cool. You've remembered that we've had this conversation, and now we're going to do this thing. I know you're going to talk about skydiving because you're giving me that look.
I'm just going to ask a question that people at home are asking. Mm-hmm. What is involved in a skydiving workshop, Angela?
It wouldn't be a workshop. It would just be go skydiving. I was just trying to think of something that was so out there that we would not have talked about it, kind of thing. And most things...
Oh, no, we talk about skydiving and how I will never do it.
But I was just trying to think of something, because like most things in the kink world, we've at least talked about at some point. So I couldn't come up with anything there. So I had to go outside of the kink world.
This is all accurate.
Because if you gave me a workshop thing for anything in the kink, swinging, sex related, I'd be like, all right, let's give it a go.
Okay, so are we happy with those gifts?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Let's move on to the really big gifts category.
Mm.
This is going to be $150 US and up.
There's no limit?
There's no
limit. Ooh, okay.
We have a sexy cruise.
I was wondering if a cruise was going to be on there.
A weekend getaway. Mm-hmm. High-end, like say Liberator, sex furniture. A luxury vibrator set. Mm-hmm. A boudoir photo shoot. Designer or custom-made bondage gear. A spa day, spa weekend for two. A custom or personalized piece of erotic art. High-end role-play costumes. And a luxury sex swing.
Okay, so if we're talking cruise or weekend away.
It better be for somebody who's expecting it.
Yeah, definitely that's something you should have talked about beforehand. But I do think that that's a really good way, whether you are non-monogamous and looking for other partners, if you're interested in swinging, doesn't matter. Even if you just want to go and be sexy and be around other people. Also, those are nice ways if you have kids and can leave the kids behind. It's a good way to get away and just reconnect with your partner. And be sexy and be in a different environment and just kind of let loose and be unfiltered. So I really like that because there's a lot of ways that you can use that and express that. And that's kind of a, you know, schedule it in when you can kind of thing. So I do like that a lot. I also really like a photo shoot.
I love the photo.
Because that's something that we've done a few times. It's been a very long time, but it's something that's so much fun. And no matter what you take out of it, like it's just, again, it's getting... I think what I like about both of these is that it's getting into something different. It's not your everyday norm kind of thing. And that it puts you in a different headspace. You feel sexy. You can have a different interaction with your partner. You can reconnect a bit if you want. But it's just something different. And you feel sexy. And also you giggle and you laugh. And you don't take it seriously if you're doing something like that. I mean, you can, but we don't.
Yeah, like the photo shoots that we've done are fantastic. And it's like... If you're a bit of a exhibitionist, it there's a bit of that to it. And like, I'm going to say something that people are not necessarily going to agree with and might upset a few, but ultimately it's likely that you will never feel as good or look as good as you do right now. Mm-hmm. So take the time, take a picture. I love looking back on the pictures when I was fitter. And like for me,
I was fitter.
Well, it's funny. I look at you and go, oh, there's literally no difference. Like I don't see a difference, but for me, I see that massive difference. And I think that's the truth for most people is that we have a bad habit of looking at ourselves because we know ourselves better than we know anything else.
We judge ourselves harshly.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I look at the pictures from the past and go, oh, I don't have nearly the scars from life. Let's just say. And like, that's kind of, I like looking at those pictures. I like remembering Passford.
And if you've never done it before, it doesn't matter where you are or anything. Just do it because it is fun. And you can look back on those in a few years, you know, in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's still just fun. And it's a very empowering experience.
And if somebody gives you a photo shoot where just yourself, now think about this. You've got all these Tinder or whatever swingers site that you're on or whatever dating site you're on, you've got now a shit ton of stuff that you can use. Mm-hmm. And many of the photographers that will take your pictures will do both clothed and non-clothed. So you've got like, it's an epic amount of material that you can use.
Just as a side note, if you do something like that, make sure that you're getting digitals.
Yes.
If you want prints, that's great. It's fun to hang them up and find places for them. But also if you are looking to use them online, like websites, you know, dating sites and stuff, then make sure that you're able to get digitals, even if they're watermarked. Like personally, I don't care if they're watermarked.
I don't either.
I just want to be able to use them on profiles and stuff if I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that stood out for me was high-end role play costumes.
Yes.
Because I mean, we all know there are websites out there where you can buy cheap shit and have lots of costumes and lots of role play, which is good if you and your partner really like to do role play. However, we also know that they don't always fit well. They don't always look the same as they do in the images.
They'll never last as long.
They don't last as long. So it's good if it's a, hey, I want to try this out and see if this is something we're into, or if it's just kind of a one-off ha-ha kind of thing. But if this is something that you're really into, or a scenario that you like to play, a role that you like to play frequently, and you really want to do it well, and also, like, when I buy nice stuff, I know I feel sexier in it. I feel better in it. And so I would say that definitely, definitely splurge and go for the nice stuff. Go for something that's a little more expensive, a little more tailored. It's well put together. It's going to last. Because for many of us, you might use it role play in the bedroom a few times. Maybe you use it a few times a year. Maybe you use it more frequently, less frequently. But as long as you use it and you feel good in it, at some point there's going to be a party. There's going to be a theme. There's going to be something that you can use it or parts of it for as well. And yeah, I really think that spending money on high quality stuff for something that you really value and you're going to use is so worth it.
I would 100% agree. And I know we talked about him last week. She messaged us this week after we did candy coated latex. They're making me a inflatable suit for my fox fursona. If inflatables aren't your thing, I mean, they're going to be expensive. They're a wonderful gift, but inflatables aren't your thing. The tail company is a great place to get automated tails that wag, ears that move, and wings that will come out. So if you have a Valkyrie fetish, fucking get the wings that come out. And like, that's, I would love to fuck somebody having you ride me with a pair of wings. I don't know why it would totally do it for me. But I think that is something that is we don't think about quite often enough.
And the other one I would say, besides like animal play kind of stuff, pet play stuff, is the one that I've got is like, I have a latex nurse's dress and outfit, which, you know, many of you have seen somewhere along the lines in Twitter and whatever. I don't know. It's been out there sometime. It's been a while. But that's a fun one because it only comes out if we're doing sounding or very specific kind of play. And so again, it's that like that trigger of, hey, there's this thing that's special that's happening, because I don't always dress up in this kind of stuff. Right.
Right.
And so it is both. So I think that kind of adds to the ambiance and adds to the excitement and heightens it a bit, is that like, hey, this is special enough that you're going to put on this very nice thing for me. And also it works for uniform parties. Like, it works for a few things, but I don't know. I feel like if it's something that you're interested enough to do it, other than a, let me dip my toes in and see if I'm interested. But once you know that you are, go ahead and invest in it.
Agreed.
As much as you can. I mean, obviously, you know, there is a limit, right? But still, like, just, yeah, go for nice stuff.
That's why this is 150 and above, baby.
Yeah.
So the last thing that I would like to touch on is the swing. So we've had a swing now for many years, 5 years. Mm-hmm. We've had the ability to have a swing in our home. I think that is something that, of course, I will be honest, we underutilize it. Mm-hmm. However, it is such a great thing to have that people want to play with. So if you have people come into your home, don't look at it as a gift for your partner or partners. Look at it as a gift for yourself.
Yeah.
Ours now is freestanding.
Yeah. So that's an interesting one because they make the door mounts for swings.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they're fine, but I'm always a bit like, I don't know about that. Like, I don't fully trust it. But they're also, a lot of people will put them into the ceiling. So they'll put hard points into the ceilings. A lot of places you can do that. There's numerous ways that you can hide them if you don't want them visible.
A great way is they make custom
smoke alarms.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, they make things like that you can put up there. There's a number of ways that you can hide them. But our particular ceilings are a little more difficult where we are currently. So we do have like a freestanding frame that we can hang a swing from. And it does break down. So if you want to hide it away, you can. However, we pretty much leave it up all the time because we can.
Yeah.
And I will say, though, that personally, we have a swing and a sling. I like the sling better.
Agreed.
So if I were to choose...
Think of a sling as a sexy hammock.
Yeah. So if I were to choose to invest in one or the other, I would choose the sling. We happen to get the swing and the sling as a combo, so it was all together. And we do have partners that like the swing, you know, prefer that. So it's good to have both. But yeah, if I had to choose, I would go sling.
It's a great thing to have, yeah.
And it's also good if you are looking to bring others in, that everybody sees it as a novelty. So it's a good starting point.
Everybody's like, oh my God, I want to get in that. And you're like, yeah, you do. I want to get to you in that. I want to be in that as you get to me. So that's a list of Christmas presents, oddities, sexualities, sexualities, socks. I will workshop it. It's sexy Christmas presents that you can give for a myriad of different people that are in your life. And yeah, I think it's a good place to start. Angela's Goldie grips.
She's got her grips on me.
She does.
Yeah.
So did you know that an octopus can basically squeeze itself into anything as long as its beak can go? So the beak on an octopus is the only hard point on an octopus. And anywhere the beak can go, the rest of the body can go.
It's currently down my shirt.
It is currently down your shirt. That's correct. I'm amazed by octopi.
They are fascinating creatures.
Which goes back to what is the plural of octopus? Is it octopus, octopi, or octopuses?
Yes.
I hope it's octopuses.
All of the above.
I know
I think it's octopi and octopuses are both accepted.
I think octopuses is different species of octopus, like fishes. People say the plural of fish is fish, but it's not if you're talking about multiple species. Anyway.
Hold on. I'm going to look this up right now. Hold on, because you can't just start that shit and then just change topic.
This is not the podcast for this. we are not a genus podcast.
Both octopuses and octopi are acceptable plurals for octopus. Of the two, octopuses is the simpler and more commonly used. The proposed plural octopodes.
Octopodes, I love it!
Is based on the plural of the ancient Greek word from which octopus ultimately derives, but it's rarely used outside of the octopuses versus octopi debate.
Octopodes is now my new favorite. I didn't know that was an option. Fuck. Wait, does that just mean that hippopotamus, more than one hippopotamus, is a hippopotamode?
I don't know about hippopotami. Oh, well, hold on. Let me look.
Hippopotamus.
I was
hippopotamuses.
Hippopotamuses.
Hippopotami and hippopotamode. I like hippopotamode. My new favorite. It used to be hippopotamuses, but now it's hippopotamode.
It looks like it is hippopotamuses. I don't know, hippopotamode. Let me just Google hippopotamode and see if that's even a word.
I just love that the answer is hippopotamuses. Like, think about this. What is wrong with English?
Nope. When I Google hippopotamode, it comes up as hippopotamuses.
You know, I'm going to create something where we have different modes, what different settings, and be like, oh, well, you clearly want the hippopotamode. Why? Because it will kill you.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
What if your gun had a hippopotamode?
That's not. No. What?
No, like a funny gun.
Oh.
Funny gun?
Do we have those?
Nobody can see my gunfire when I was using my handgun.
I think it's time to wrap this up.
Fine, I'll wrap it up. Anyway, so no idea what we were talking about. Holidays are important, like whether it's a Christmas present or a Hanukkah present or a Boxing Day present for the servants. Look it up. That's what it was for.
Or a birthday present for those who have birthdays on Christmas Day.
But who could that be?
I don't know.
That's me. If you want to send me a present, I like presents. But I prefer just your presence.
Aww.
How can you present to me? Well.
Doggy style.
I like doggy style. That's my favorite. And you can present to me on our Discord chat. Support us at any level on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bybypodcast. Or you can send really inappropriate pictures through our Facebook. Don't do it. It's at By the By Podcast. Or through Instagram. You could do it in Instagram, but God, just private message us. God damn. At By the By Podcast. Or you can email us. Send your naked pictures for my birthday. in doggy style to The Atoms of Love at Gmail. God damn it. I'm so excited. I'm stumbling over my words. TheAtomsOfLove@gmail.com. Or you can contact us through our submissions page. You can't put a picture there. Sorry, guys. www.bytheby.com. Then go to contact and you can submit a message to us there.
Just send all the sexy pictures.
I'm just.
And the best way to do it is actually on Discord on NSFW.
It is. So, yeah. Because I check that more than I check anything else. In fact, I did a Instagram, not gonna lie, recently, mm-hmm. where you could post questions anonymously. I don't know who posted them. Thank you to everybody who posted all of the stuff about the love. To the person who said you never, I wish you would respond faster to me. I'm so sorry. I don't respond fast to anyone. Ask Angela.
That's true. He doesn't respond fast to me.
I'm slow. Like, she's like going down on me, and it takes like 15 minutes. But I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I should get hard.
Right. This feels good.
This feels great. I am slow at responding to everyone. All due respect, you're not special, but I still love you, and I'm sorry. Anyway, so we will see you next week. Thank you all for everything, and bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.